हरे कृष्णा। भक्ति रीडिफाइन्स डिजायर्स एज डोरवेज टू द डिवाइन। डिजायर्स आर यूजुअली रिकग्नाइज्ड एज डेंजरस ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल पाथ। दे ड्रैग सीकर्स इनटू द डार्कनेस ऑफ इल्यूजन इन द वेन परस्यूट ऑफ वर्ल्डली प्लेजर्स। प्लेजर्स that seem promising initially but turn to be disappointing and entangling eventually. So, for example, the Bhagavad Gita in 2.70 urges one to become to not become a desirer of desires. Nakama kami. So, now this usage implies recommends a deliberate disregard of desire even when they are present, till gradually by the practice of yoga one becomes purified and the desires disappear. But still the Bhagavad Gita does not stop with talking only about disregard of desire or denial of desire. It talks about the positive redirection of desire from the world to Krishna, which is what essentially the process of Bhakti Yoga is about. In fact, the Bhagavad Gita declares that, and the path of Bhakti holds that, actually, desires open the doorway to Krishna. And the desire, a spiritual desire or desire for Krishna is the precondition for revelation. Because only for fruitful revelation. Because only in the spiritually, only the spiritually desirous heart is fertile enough for the seed of revelation to germinate and blossom into the and grow into the fruit of love for Krishna. So, for example, the Bhagavad Gita depicts that in the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, Arjuna's spiritual desire. He asks, Katham vidyam aham yogim stvam satha kari chintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. So, he's asking, Katham vidyam aham yogims. O Lord, who are the Lord of the all the yogis? O you, Katham vidyam, how can I know you? Tvam sada parichintayan, and how can I constantly meditate on you? Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu. Keshu keshu, in what ways? Bhaveshu, in this material existence. Chintyosi bhagavan maya, can I meditate on you? So in this verse, Krishna is stating that he wants to meditate, Arjuna is stating that he wants to meditate on Krishna in this world, so that while he is observing the world, his observations can be suffused, infused with remembrance of Krishna. Now, how does Krishna respond? He responds not by condemning Arjuna for his desire, but by appreciating his desire. Hantate kathayishyami divyayatma vibhutayaha hanta. Oh Arjuna, very good, you have asked for this. And I'll speak my revelation, he says. And then and he gives number of pointers of his immanent manifestations in this world. And that self-revelation helps Arjuna to become more and more absorbed. And he says at the start of the 11th chapter that by Krishna's self-revelation, his illusion has gone. His illusion has ended. And the same point he reiterates at the end of the 18th chapter also. So the point is that desires enable us to move closer to Krishna, to knowing Him, to loving Him, to serving Him, to perceiving Him, to relishing Him. Now, the same, the desire is not only open the doors to Krishna, but they also release the fetters that hold us back from going towards Krishna. And they also ensure that we don't take... Now, what are the fetters? That fetters are shackles, usually shackles on the legs. The fetters that hold us back are our own worldly desires. So, although we know that worldly desires are tempting, but and that we should not indulge in them, it is not easy to deny them. So, when we desire to love and serve Krishna, at that time, that desire itself becomes a source of remembrance of Krishna. Irrespective of whether we are able to serve Krishna or not, just the desire for Krishna increases our remembrance of Him. And that remembrance is a source of happiness. And as when we get happiness, higher happiness because of remembrance of Krishna, then it becomes easier for us to resist the lower pleasures towards which worldly desires drag us. And in that way, the spiritualization of desires through bhakti serves two purposes. It most efficaciously rejects, subordinates the desires that keep us from going towards Krishna, and it by Krishna's mercy opens the doors by which we can move towards Him, towards knowing Him, loving Him and relishing Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.